The next patient is Anita Van Hoy. The last name is Victor Alpha November Hotel Oscar Yankee, V-A-N-H-O-Y, Anita, A-N-I-T-A. This is a clinical case of a 69-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N, who is referred to this office because of episodes of because of one episode of hyponatremia. Period. This patient suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, and she gets rituximab infusions in order to control it. On the other hand, this patient has been taking a hydroxychloroquine. At one time, she was given a methotrexate, but there was not a response to this medication, and for that reason, she was switched to the rituximab. Period. During the infusion in the month of October, the patient developed, at the end of the infusion, chest pain, and shortness of breath. She was transferred to the emergency room and at the hospital. The cardiovascular workup was negative. The patient was released to be followed as outpatient. Since then, she has had another infusion of rituximab without any reactions. Period. During the visit at the hospital, there was evidence of hyponatremia. The serum sodium 127 milliequivalents per liter. Since then, prior to that, the patient has had a laboratory workup, and there is no evidence of hyponatremia. Period. The etiology at that time is not known. Possibilities is infusion with hypotonic fluids prior or during the infusion, and the possibility of syndrome of inappropriate ADH since the patient is taking SSRIs. However, the kidney function is completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup that was done on February the 3rd of 2023, the serum sodium is 137, potassium 4.2, chloride 100, and the CO2 is steady. The creatinine is 1, the BUN is 17, and the estimated GFR is 57. Calcium glucose with a normal limit, albumin 4.2. The patient has a cholesterol of 233, triglycerides of 74, HDL 117, and the LDL is 100. Hemoglobin is 11.9. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of an active urinary sediment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The specific gravity 10.08. The microalbumin was less than 0.2, and the creatinine is 40, so the albumin creatinine ratio fails to show evidence of selective proteinuria. I had the opportunity to review several determinations in October of 2022. The sodium was 137. In July of 22, the sodium was 136, and the urinalysis has been always negative. It is my impression that this patient has a CKD stage 3A space A-1. Without evidence of proteinuria, comma, there is no consistent hyponatremia, and my recommendation is if there is a relapse, I will be more than happy to follow the case. Number two, the patient has the rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres. A is the letter, capital letter A, last name Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, the patient has been taking antidepressants, the Cymbalta, that could be associated to hyponatremia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 133/75. Following number, the patient has a history of mild coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Nguyen. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. In reviewing the laboratory workup, I noticed that there was evidence of the administration of omeprazole that I would be very hesitant in prescribing. An H2 inhibitor will be preferred in order to avoid complications from the gastrointestinal point of view as well as kidney point of view. Following number, obesity, the patient has a BMI that is 36.1. I want to thank Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N, for the kind referral. Periods, as I stated before, if there is a relapse of the hyponatremia, we will be able to reevaluate. We will be happy to reevaluate the case. Paragraph. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face. We made the recommendations regarding the diet, a plant-based diet. Now, more than ever, since she has an autoimmune disorder. And in the documentation, we spent 7 minutes.